Good day, everyone. Welcome to a special, very special audio interview on bullmarketrun.com. This is John Hallstein, and I am with Gold Bullion President and CEO, Mr. Frank Bazza. We are standing in the long bar zone right now at hole number 78 in the eastern extension that went to a vertical depth of 350 meters. It hit some visible gold as well as large alteration and intrusive zones. As reported July 29th by Gold Bullion, we're about 250 meters east of Phase 1 Discovery Hole 17. And Frank, thank you very much for allowing us to join you here today. Right in the long bar zone, we are standing at hole number 78. And as you look out here and scan this vast area, what's going through your mind right now?
Well, John, thanks for coming, and I'm very pleased you finally came to our site when I'm here. What we're really looking at is possibly an extension of the long bar zone, and it's still quite early on, but we're quite excited. We're pleased at what we see in the core, and we're pleased that we're hitting things at such depths.
Yeah, this particular hole, number 78, that you're standing right in front of at the moment, that went to a vertical depth, of 350 meters, and so that should prove interesting. The nature of the Cadillac trend is such that as you go deeper, mineralization tends to get better. But I'm sure you're pretty excited and anxious about how, you know, some of these results may turn out from the eastern extension, of course, within the block model as well.
Yes, we are quite interested in actually drilling deeper. Mm-hmm. We're looking at probably doing some deeper holes at a future date, but we feel there is potential going at depth, and we'd like to see how deep this thing really goes.
There are many anxious Gold Bullion investors right now on the edge of their seats waiting for assay results. Your geological team is also very anxious to see results. Can you give us any guidance, Frank, on when we might see something?
I hope to see some results in the near future. What we're also doing is getting a third lab. We're getting a lot of drill core. We're basically splitting every meter of it. So we're generating a lot of samples, and it appears that we've basically overloaded some of the local labs. And hopefully with this third lab, we'll get a steady flow once the flow starts coming in of drill data.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are about 80% complete here in phase number two, 16,000 meters drilled. And we did see some initial results from phase two on July 29th. Four holes were reported, released on July 29th. Two of them really outstanding within the block model. Holes number 41 and 33 showed some very nice numbers.
I think we'll be getting numbers consistently like that. But remember, John, from day one, we also kind of indicated we're always only really drilling for structure. And the results will be every hole will run. But as long as we see mineralization and I see wide widths, I'm very, very comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm. Now, for the benefit of those, Frank, who are new to this story, what is it exactly that you're trying to accomplish with the Granada Gold property?
The Granada property, actually, the way we work is that we look for former producing mines, and what we try to do is take a fresh look at them, and what we try to see is if we can make it into a larger, low-grade, open-pit deposit, and hopefully we have something like that along those lines over here. And being on a Cadillac trend, the Cadillac trend itself had many successful projects developed like that as near surface, low-grade, massive deposits. And this is what we're trying to strive for over here at the Granada Mine project. We have a very large land position. So far to date, we've been fairly successful in our drill program. We seem to consistently be hitting mineralization. We're way out of the our original block model. We also found an extension called the Akiko Mine further east from the Long Bar Zone. And should that be part of the same structure, it will definitely give us a very large, long structure, which might be more than a couple of kilometers long.
Yeah, if Long Bar Zone number one connects with Long Bar Zone two, you've got a potentially massive deposit on your hands here. So that's going to be very interesting to see how that develops here in the coming weeks and months.
Yeah, it just like we indicated, we're building roads out to that mine. It was a former producer, it appears, and we just want to see if these things do connect. And if they do, it certainly is one very large structure.
There's a lot more activity going on here right now, Frank, than what we saw in June when we were at the property here a couple of months ago. First off, however, before we get into that, we had some discussions with some of your crew the other day when we were here. I must say, you have a very dedicated, very enthusiastic group on site.
Yeah, actually, we have some very nice individuals here, very excited. They work 7 days a week here and basically 24 hours a day, and very, very, I like their enthusiasm, and I'm really, really pleased with the quality of the work they've been doing. In addition to the drill program, we're also developing and building these roads to our targets, and we're ahead of schedule on our road building, and our intent is have all these roads completed to our drill targets and hopefully drill the targets. The further extensions is Akito mine, and hopefully we'll be able to drill that late this year, early next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be very interesting to see what develops from that. So you are building some roads around here. You can almost say it's a golden road, a golden highway, because you're using rock from the waste pile. Now, the waste pile sampled 1.75 grams per ton, I think it was. So these roads are literally golden.
Well, we plan to recycle our roads, in other words, recycle the gold. We're laying down the roads, we're going to take them up at a future date, but it's a good use of the material. And while we're doing that, we're also having a better sampling program of the material. It's a little more extensive than the previous sampling program we've done. Basically, even though we use a 4-yard loader and we took 19 samples in 3 separate runs, this one we're actually reprocessing the whole pile, and will give us a good feeling of actually what's potentially there. It might be higher, might be lower, but you know, we're going to sample basically the 440,000 tons.
Mm-hmm. Getting back, Frank, to some of the people that you do have on site out here, I know you're very happy with Genovar. They're doing, it looks like, a fantastic job, working very hard with a big crew out here. Nicole Raoul is your project manager. Tell us a little bit about Nicole.
Nicole seems to have this, I think she has a natural gift for finding ore bodies, so we're very pleased with her. We also have Aliou with us, and we're very, very pleased with this gentleman, and another gentleman by the name of Nathan, who all, and as a group, there's more, I can't mention all their names because I can't remember all their names, but as a group, very enthusiastic, very dedicated, and really results oriented. Very pleased with the whole group, very pleased.
You got a couple of really good drill results from the block model that were reported July 29th, but the big story, I think, is what's developing in this east-northeast area. 27 holes drilled here in phase 2 through the end of July, more since then, obviously. Each and every one of them through the end of July at least had intersected significant zones of altered feldspar porphyry. You seem to be hitting a lot more of that in the eastern extension. I know it's still early, but and you're waiting for a lot of data to come in, but are you able to comment right now on the significance of that?
To me right now, John, it's an area of extreme interest. Actually, we're going to refocus a lot of our efforts through here to see if we're going to actually find something of interest here. We're very pleased so far with what we've been seeing. But is it like, you're right, John, it's still early on, and hopefully in the near future we found something significant here. I think it's because of the ability of the people at Genovar. We keep on hitting structure, even though the results sometimes seem to be low, and that's why we, Richie, John, if you remember, we did that bulk sample, because we know these deposits are very hard to quantify with a drill program, so the bulk sample confirm a significant amount of gold, near surface, low grade, and even though our holes are coming in, some of them fairly low grade, but to me that's significant that we still keep on hitting mineralization and we're still getting what I call a gold grade. So our main concern right now is to see, or our main interest, I should say, concern, main interest is to see how really big this structure is, and right now we're getting some very wide widths. And as long as there's mineralization, I'm very comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bulk sample gave you a really good idea of what the mined grade is going to likely be here at Granada. And, you know, with the so-called upgrading effect, the assay results, you know, typically, you know, may come in under the bulk sample grade, but that's not something, obviously, that you're concerned about.
Well, you know, when we look at this property, we went through all the historical data, John, and we found that whatever they drilled and when they mined it was about 35% above grade. So we want to confirm that, and we did a very large bulk sample. If you remember, John, was in the order of 142,000 tons, and then we drilled around the area of a bulk sample, and our mine grade was 1.62, and our drill grade was only 0.8 grams per ton. So basically, it was almost a factor of two. So I was very comfortable with that, and I you know, this is normal as it happens in these type of deposits. So basically, we only just, like we said, drill for structure. We're getting some spectacular holes, and it's still earlier on. So I think we might have something quite significant, but like I've always said, we're drilling for structure.
Very good. And so your goal here for the next few weeks and the next few months is what?
And what we want to do is see if we can extend the structure. We're actually looking at other targets that Genivar has found, and we'd like to see and set priorities. We're building roads to all our sites so we can operate nonstop year-round, and the intent is to see how really large we can make this deposit.
Frank Bazza, thank you very much. It's going to be exciting to see what some of these holes out east come in at when the assay results finally do come in. We are standing at number 78 here. That could be a very interesting hole. We'll have to wait and see, but you have to be very pleased with the way everything is going. I know it's a lot of work right now, a lot of things going on, but you're making some headway, and that's the important thing.
John, I really have to thank the people that are doing the excellent work on their difficult situations, and I think without them, this project wouldn't be where it is today, and I'm really indebted to all the people here, and including yourself, John.
Well, thank you for inviting me out here again today. It's great to be on the property. It is a very exciting story. I know that gold bullion's attracting a lot of attention here from investors, and you've got a lot of very enthusiastic and patient investors.
And I also, of course, the investors are the most important. Yeah. And I do thank them. I really do.
Frank Bazza, thank you very much. We are from the Long Bar Zone in the east-northeast extension area of the Gold Bullion Granada Gold Property, standing at hole number 78. And you've been listening to a special audio interview on Bull Market Run, where we do bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.